The New South Wales government says more than 18,000 Indigenous children were reported as at risk of harm last year. According to the New South Wales Child, Family and Community Peak Aboriginal Corporation, or ABSEC, during this same time, the government cut $11 million from family support services, yet increased their investment in out-of-home care by $55 million. They say this imbalance highlights a critical failure in the delivery of support services and that another generation of Aboriginal children is at threat of being severed from their families. Dana Clark is the chair of ABSEC. She's CEO of the Barrandallie Aboriginal Corporation, which runs an out-of-home care program which places Indigenous children with Indigenous carers. She joins us from Tamworth this morning. Dana, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Dana, the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children in out-of-home care has doubled in the decade since the national apology to the Stolen Generation. That's according to the Productivity Commission. Why is that?
Well, research has told us that Aboriginal children need to be placed with Aboriginal families and within their communities, and that really hasn't happened. And I guess in lots of ways, government has failed to do that by not investing in the early intervention services and by not stopping Aboriginal children coming into care. It's just increased the problem. It's perpetuated. I mean, it's a vicious cycle and it keeps going on.
So, Dana, your point is that the $11 million has been cut from family support services in New South Wales in 2017-18. Just on that point, we sought a response from the Minister for Family and Community Services, Prue Goward. Her office says that $11 million has not been cut from the budget from family support programs.
Well, that's not reflected in the services provided within communities. The current data that we have access to says that they've been reduced. I think that, you know, 60% of funding is directed to out-of-home care, and less than 15% of that, you know, the $55 million that's directed to out-of-home care, 60% of that funding is directed to the out-of-home care sector, and less than 15% of that is directed to family supports. So,
can I just interrupt too to say also this information we got from the Minister's office was that, and I'm quoting here, New South Wales has the second lowest rate of Aboriginal children entering care in Australia after Tasmania, and last year the number of children in care fell for the first time in a decade. Do you accept that characterisation, and is that an acknowledgement that the government is getting things going in the right direction?
I think that there's been a change with the legislation in last year. The government put through a change to the Child and Young Person Care and Protection Amendment Bill for 2018, and that kind of made permanent removal or, you know, children being placed into guardianship much easier for the government. And so numbers can be kind of, I guess, manipulated in any way that you like. But what that effectively does, there's no safeguard that's attached to that, or no transparency that's attached to that. And what it means for our children is that children can be taken from their families and, you know, not return. So instead of investing that we see in the early intervention space, which is before children come into care, the funding is actually going to the out-of-home care sector. And as I said before, when you've got 60% of the funding going to out-of-home care and 15% of that, only 15% of that goes to intervention services, we're always going to have an imbalance. And, you know, currently in, you know, what we want is for our children to be raised safe and healthy within their own communities. And that's not happening at the moment.
And what's the key to that happening? Because child protection authorities are required to intervene if a child has been, is being, or is at risk of being significantly harmed. So what, you know, why are children being taken away? They'd have to meet that definition to accept that. And what needs to happen in order to change that, to make sure that children aren't at risk of being significantly harmed?
Well, you know, we have significant research and indicates, I mean, the Bring Them Home report for a starter indicates that children need to be, decisions about children's lives need to be made by Aboriginal people, and they need to be made by their own communities. And what we need to invest in is actually Aboriginal decision making, and we need to kind of put a stop to the failed policies of the past, because it's not working. Mm. It isn't working for us. And what, you know, studies show that investing in early intervention and support services will reduce the number of kids coming into out-of-home care. That those decisions about that need to be made by Aboriginal people, and so, you know, we're kind of calling for a a commitment to Aboriginal self-determination, and that's through Aboriginal design and delivery of Aboriginal policy and programs that kind of impact our kids, and that we need to have an immediate stop to the detrimental policies such as adoption, as identified by us as Aboriginal people.
I will come back to the adoption issue. Dana Clark is the chair of ABSEC, that's the New South Wales Child, Family and Community Peak Aboriginal Corporation, and CEO of the Burrundalli Aboriginal Corporation. Dana, the statistics are horrific. I mean, Indigenous kids are now over 10 times more likely to be removed from their families than non-Indigenous children. In your action plan, you say you want to see Aboriginal children looked after in safe, thriving Aboriginal families and communities and raised in strong in their identity and their spirit. How is that the first step? What do we do to make sure that our Indigenous communities and our families are thriving, are safe? Because that is the issue here at the moment, that too many of these places aren't safe. Children are being removed. So where do we need to be working first? What needs to happen? Give us your plan.
Well, we need to provide a 10-year commitment. Government needs to provide a 10-year commitment to resourcing Aboriginal-led solutions and delivery of child and family programs, like from early intervention to care, to address the immediate crisis, like of these overrepresentation of our kids, and especially those involved with the government system. And investments like need to be negotiated through formal partnerships with Aboriginal representative bodies and organisations, and focused on addressing disadvantage as well as providing immediate support and care for children and families. And we'd like to see the establishment of an independent Aboriginal oversight of systems, policies and programs for Aboriginal children and families.
You mean like an Indigenous Children's Commissioner or something?
Yes, through a New South Wales Aboriginal Child and Family Commission, to direct resources towards Aboriginal decision-led designed outcomes, and commissioned through the Aboriginal community controlled organisations.
And just finally, Danny, you've mentioned the state government of New South Wales recent changes about permanent care or adoption. Yep. What is your concern here? I mean, the philosophy behind it is to give children a permanent safe solution so they feel like they belong somewhere. What is your concern about this?
Our concern for Aboriginal children in particular, but all children, is that, once children are adopted, they can have their name changed, they can have their birth parents changed on their birth certificate, but they're removed from their community and culture. And the decisions for that, there's no safeguards around that, there's no kind of transparency around, and the decisions can be made without any community involvement or without any family involvement. And that's very, very frightening. And I think, it's kind of heading towards another stolen generation, and children need the opportunity to be raised strong and to know who they are and their identity. Identity is everything to Aboriginal people.
Dana Clark, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dana Clark is the chair of ABSEC, that's the New South Wales Child, Family and Community Peak Aboriginal Corporation, and she's CEO of the Burrundalli Aboriginal Corporation. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 28 minutes to 9.